Welcome to It's Just Wallpaper, a podcast dedicated to providing solutions for seniors and families dealing with life-changing health and living conditions. Your host, Tom Deutsch, is a graduate of Columbia University School of Public Health and Administrative Medicine. Tom brings 43 years of executive experience working for the care and well-being of senior citizens. With credentials and licenses as a nursing home administrator, life insurance agent with a long-term care endorsement, professional guardian, and court-appointed guardian ad litem in over 1,500 cases, Tom brings a lifetime of knowledge to help you and your family make the best decisions you can. And now, from our studio in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, here is Tom Deutsch.
Over the course of my career working in all venues of long-term care, time after time, I witnessed important decisions being made based upon impulse and non-essential factors. Well, welcome to another podcast of It's Just Wallpaper, where my guests and I aim to provide our listeners with thoughtful information and resources to enable them to make the best decisions the first time. Well, as many of you know, several months ago, I was joined by Ed Stone, a long-term care insurance specialist. As our listeners may know, many years ago, I became very interested in this product and actually became licensed to sell it. Armed with a working knowledge of the industry and insight into long-term care insurance, Gail and I purchased two policies that have been in force for now more than 20 years. In fact, the policies are so old that one cannot even purchase the coverage that they provide in today's dollars. I feel fortunate to have the insurance, and frankly, I hope I never have to use it. The problem with long-term care insurance comes down to use it or lose it, and our guest today is going to talk about that. We are joined today by financial advisor Paul Elliott from Elliott Capital Management. Paul has a major presence in our Coeur d'Alene marketplace and helps his clients and their families reach their full financial potential. Paul has developed a model, a visual financial blueprint to help organize, strategize, and coordinate one's decisions. He has assisted his clients with developing strategies that enable one to reduce lifetime financial costs, at the same time create wealth and a legacy with a different mechanism for funding the long-term care component. Paul, let's begin by your telling our listeners a little bit about your background, years in the business, and interest in providing alternatives to long-term care financing.
Well, Tom, first of all, I want to thank you for inviting me to your show today. I have been in the financial services. I started out of high school in that area in banking, actually in Minneapolis. Later, I became a small business owner. And when I got about 50, I changed occupations again, and I got into the financial services once again. And it was at that point I started to realize just what a critical need there is for some of these products. Many of my clients today, and by the way, I do have clients all over the country, and they have reached a point where this product becomes just very important to them as consumers. And we'll get into that a little bit later in the program. But what I noticed is that where you position your money, if you're going to take advantage of these things, becomes very important. If our focus is entirely on just having a very large nest egg, sometimes it may require us to spend that entire amount down alone in long-term care planning. So instead, how important it would be to maximize benefits and create a wealth strategy so that you can use that dollar in many different ways. So I can say, thankfully, I've observed that at work in my clients through the years and how well it's worked. And I'm very glad that the longer I've been in this business that I have learned ways to do that so that it can help people in multiple ways.
So, Paul, let's begin by helping our listeners define what is the goal of most individuals.
I like to think of it this way. Many view their goal much like climbing a mountain. The top is when they retire. But the fact is for many that that's just partway through the journey. To succeed, you cannot just stay at the top of the mountain. Where do you need to go, Tom?
Back down?
Exactly. Right. And yes, for many, that journey is almost as long as the years that they've worked. There's a long road ahead of them. And it's that last part of the journey that's often the most difficult, the getting back down. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I do.
I think so too. And so there are a lot of hurdles. Some of them are very expensive. One of the factors is you're just no longer earning a living. So do you really have a solid financial plan if it just stops when you pick up your pot of gold at the top of the mountain? Absolutely not. Tom, did you know, for example, a few years ago, statistics were shown stating that there's a 30% chance that a 50-year-old woman would live to be age 97 and a 19% chance that a 50-year-old man would live to age 90? Can you imagine needing an income for 30 years while you're not working? So for your plan to be efficient, as I mentioned earlier, $1 must do the work of many. And that way you're maximizing the benefits along the way. And my goal too, in my practice, is minimizing the taxation for my clients as well. And one of the biggest expenses on this downward journey after retirement is exactly what you said earlier, it's long-term care.
So let's define Paul Elliott's thoughts on long-term care.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be happy to share that. First of all, I think it's really important to understand long-term care is not a place, it's an event. There's a lot of confusion about long-term care. It is not skilled care like hospitalization or high-tech care that we're talking about. Actually, we're speaking of nursing home care when we talk about long-term care.
So why is planning important?
When Social Security started under Roosevelt in 1935, the average life expectancy was then just 62. Well, in 2018, the average life expectancy reached 81 years, and that was largely because of modern medication and all it's done to lengthen people's life expectancy. So you can see what a difference it's made over these last 70 years or so. And it is a major expense when we think about long-term care. For example, according to a recent Genworth study, here are the average annual costs. If you're getting in-home care, they consider that to be 44 hours a week. That cost annually is over $52,000. If you're in an assisted living facility, the average is $55,000 plus. And if you're in a nursing home in a private room, that cost can escalate to $131,000. And again, those are averages. In some areas, it's much higher. But now take those numbers and project forward in 15 years to inflation adjusted numbers. Now, in home health care would be $105,000. Assisted living, $116,000, and nursing home care, $262,000. My question I often ask my clients is this: is there someone you love so much at your local nursing home that you want to potentially pay hundreds of thousands of dollars? And if you're married, how will that impact your spouse or your family and beneficiaries?
Well, let's define for a moment what the government will pay at a federal level.
That's an excellent question, Tom. I think, first of all, it's important to answer this question. Will Medicare pay for that? That's a common misconception. Here's what Medicare will do. Medicare will cover the recipient if they've been admitted to a hospital for 3 days. So that's the requirement. And then here's how they break down their payment. Days 1 through 20, there'd be no coinsurance, so they would cover those first just under 3 weeks. But from days 21 to 100, there's $176 $6 a day coinsurance. Now, if you have good supplementary policy, that will likely be paid as well. But it's after day 101, Medicare will pay absolutely nothing. It's all on you.
So let's take it one step further. And if you're eligible for Medicaid, what's Medicaid going to cover?
Again, that's an excellent question. First of all, yes, Medicaid can cover it. However, it's subject to bed availability, which can be a problem with the baby boomer aging generation. But there's some caveats, we could say. They require a spend down of your assets to under $20,000. And what does that include? That would include all brokerage accounts, a second or third home, any personal collection items you might have, like cars or works of art, whatever it is, all that has to be spent down to under $20,000 before Medicaid would pay. So that's not a very attractive option for most people.
Now, a lot of folks want to gift money to their kids and their family. How does that play into it?
Exactly. And I will say most of my clients are very family oriented. That's very important in my practice, that I look at generational planning. And that is a question I oftentimes get. And you can gift your assets to your family. But again, the IRS has some very strong stipulations on that. Let's say, Tom, that you gift all your assets to your children or beneficiaries, whoever that may be. You probably have heard of the 5-year look-back rule. And what that means, if you've gifted those assets and within 5 years, you end up spending all this money in nursing home care that you gave away, guess what happens? They come after you, and if you are deceased, after your family, they can demand that money be repaid, and they do demand that. So yes, gifting is a powerful strategy, but if you have waited too long to do that, that strategy will not work.
So let's talk a little bit about private options and your stand and how you fund long-term care and your thinking.
Okay. Very good. The first one, and you mentioned it earlier, Tom, is the standalone long-term care. That can be a good option. The products have changed a lot through the years, but you're able to purchase a specific benefit amount of time. For example, 2, 3, 4, or 5 year benefits. And most all of these include an elimination period, which means for the first 90 days, typically, that has to be paid out of your own pocket before these policies will kick in. The rates on most standalone long-term care policies are subject to increase. You can often anymore choose an inflation option when you purchase them. So the benefits of standalone long-term care are the smaller annual premiums compared to some of the other options we're going to talk about. But you mentioned a big negative about these earlier in your comment. It's the kind of product you either use it or you lose it. So if you never do need nursing home care, all those thousands of dollars you've spent are gone. It does not go to your spouse, it does not go to your children or anybody else you wanted to receive it.
So what are the advantages to consider in looking at other options?
Many products today, both life and annuity, have linked benefits. And one of the big reasons that this has become attractive today is because these allow for home health care.
So what are the advantages to these plans then?
I think this last year it's become really apparent why that's such a powerful advantage. Most nursing homes during this pandemic allow no visitations whatsoever. So if we have a standalone type of long-term care product and we're in a nursing home, which that would be what's required, again, your family is not going to be allowed to come and visit you. But with these linked products, some of them do allow home health care. And that would be an important thing to find out about your plan. Because the question, I guess, would be, how would you feel if no one can come visit you except through your window or your phone call? So it's important to know the plan benefits that you've purchased.
So tell us about these options then.
Let's look first of all at a linked benefit annuity hybrid. When a person purchases one of these, we're part of a pool of assets of all the people that have purchased that annuity. The benefit, one of them is, if you don't use it, the benefit remains for your family. So you don't lose the asset, which means you maintain control of that asset. They are considered non-qualified, so they're funded with after-tax dollars. Some of them allow you to add your spouse to the same plan, which can be a popular option. And one of the pros is for an annuity product, it's got a simplified underwriting. The con is it's generally just a single premium. So you buy a block of this annuity rather than being able to contribute to that over a period of time, and that cost is typically higher. So that's the linked benefit of many annuity hybrid products.
So I'm going to just go back and with one question. So compared to like the long-term care product where you either use it or lose it, here you, if you don't tap into it, then this becomes an asset to your estate, your spouse. Is that what you're saying?
Precisely. And that makes it pretty attractive, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Because again, these products are not necessarily cheap. So if all that money has been spent on one of these products, how nice to know that your hard-earned dollars are going to go to someone you really do care about.
So let's talk about the linked benefit life insurance hybrid.
Yes. So the difference with those are, again, you retain control of that asset. You can walk away and get most of your money back from these products later on, even if you choose not to keep it. The cash value can be used while you're still alive for whatever you wish in some of these products. Again, just depending on the specifics of the particular policy you're looking at. Another nice benefit, there's no submission of bills because many long-term care policies require you to collect all the bill statements and submit them to the insurance company, and then they reimburse you for that. But for the linked benefit life insurance hybrid, that's not the case. You just request the money from the carrier and they send it to you. And so then you're able to use the long-term care feature once you can prove through a doctor's written order that you're no longer able to perform some of the activities of daily living. And then that benefit can kick in if you choose to use it.
In our remaining time on this portion of our podcast, let's talk about the accelerated benefit rider on life insurance.
I would have to say, Tom, that this is probably my favorite and what I've seen most of my clients use. And here's why. We're not talking about term insurance, but permanent life insurance. And for pennies on the dollar, it provides a very powerful leverage of your wealth. And the family of the beneficiary often receives then this powerful tax-free death benefit because of the purchase of life insurance. We know, too, that the guaranteed rates never increase. They stay the same for the lifetime of that policy. And the cash value can be used while you're still alive for whatever you wish. So there's no submission of bills just with the hybrid life policy. You just request the money from the carrier and they send it to you. And typically how they determine the payout, it's a percentage per month for your care. If you're being cared for in home, which is a really popular option for many of my clients, you can request a certain percentage of that death benefit to use for at-home health care. And it's a larger percentage if you're going to be in a nursing home. And if you never need it, it's got the much higher death benefit option, higher than any of the other products. It would then go to your family. So some of the pros of this, again, is a very large, usually increasing tax-free death benefit that goes to your beneficiary, which then that allows you to keep leveraging your money, pennies on the dollar, to pass sometimes very large amount of wealth onto your family and beneficiaries. Now, the negatives, the cons are the underwriting does require physicals, not as customizable, and it cannot be added to later. And it's been interesting this past year with COVID. One thing that I've seen with people requesting this, life insurance rates had dropped significantly just a couple of years ago, but COVID has changed things pretty radically in the industry. So they're being very, very cautious right now to offer these plans to people if they have significant health problems. But again, there's really no way of knowing that without taking an application, but that can be a negative that might scare some people off for sure. Again, it's the underwriting for a negative requires that physical, not as customizable, and you can't add this to it later. So it's something that you want to make a good decision up front when you do purchase one of these. And I have to say, I own two of those myself. I'm very happy I purchased them when I did. And what I'm seeing is that that life insurance really does create a long-term wealth for my family, whom I care very much about, more so than any other investment. And in my years in practice, one thing I've often seen when people have large sums of money, I've learned that the reason they have that is because they were the recipient of a large life insurance policy. That's how many acquired their wealth. So it's a pretty attractive choice for people who think about it early enough to make those decisions in life. I just tell people, don't wait too long. These are decisions you need to make while you're younger and healthier and can look at your options. Question maybe for you, Tom, I could ask, when you think about this, do you think it's likely that taxes will increase, especially when we look at all these trillions of dollars that have been spent on the stimulus packages recently?
Well, absolutely.
I would agree. That's what I expect. Obviously, I can't foretell the future, but then wouldn't it make sense to put your money where it's not going to be taxed? This is a subject I get passionate about because did you know that permanent life insurance has been considered by many as the single biggest benefit in the tax code? For well over 100 years now, the U.S. government determined to leave life insurance, permanent life insurance, as a tax-free benefit to people who decide to purchase that for their families, and they've never changed that. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm a big believer in paying taxes. But maybe you've heard of Judge Learned Hand, kind of an interesting name. It's a tax quote that I've used in some of my seminars. He made this comment. He was a Second Circuit judge. Later, he was affirmed by the Supreme Court. Again, Judge Learned Hand. He said that anyone may arrange his affairs so that his taxes shall be as low as possible. He's not bound to choose that pattern which best pays the treasury. And that's my belief. If we can find ways that we can minimize taxation that really benefit our clients and our families, that becomes a very important factor in planning. The beautiful thing about some of these permanent life insurance policies to me, too, is they're just such ironclad guarantees. Both the cash value and the death benefit are guaranteed, and they're tightly regulated by the state, so it's not something that we have to be overly worried about. These companies have been around, many of them, for 150 years and going strong. I might add, I was sharing some of this information with another local attorney when we met together with one of my clients for the estate planning, and he told me, he said, you know, Paul, most of my clients would benefit so much from having this kind of coverage for themselves and their family. He said, I don't think they really know about being able to use permanent life insurance and the benefit rider to pay for long-term care coverage. And that made me feel good to realize that others saw the value of that too.
We're out of time for the podcast. And in summary, I first of all want to thank you for being with us today and certainly presenting a very great alternative to funding long-term care. And I just want to summarize, if I can, that our listeners should look into the linked benefit annuity hybrid, the linked benefit life insurance hybrid, the accelerated benefit rider on life insurance. And Paul Elliott has certainly presented a lot of valuable information, and I believe this podcast should be listened to a couple of times to really understand all of the information he's presented. Well, Paul, again, thank you so much. We are going to post your contact information on our website, and I'm sure you'll be available to our listeners should they have any additional questions.
Thank you, Tom. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak today as well, and I wish you the best.
Thank you. When starting this production, I called Joe from F1 for help to fix my computer. Joe was reliable and was kind enough to make a COVID-friendly house call.
Yeah, I've been using Joe for all of my computer needs since moving to Coeur d'Alene, and I've referred dozens of friends and clients.
I know, and I was one of them.
That's right. No matter if you need a new computer or to fix your old computer, Joe from F1 for Help is the guy.
Plus, by reaching out to support this program, he is showing his heart for seniors.
That is the truth. Now that I think of it, most all of my friends are seniors. To keep your computer safe from viruses and hackers, give Joe a call at 208-687-0183.
And please support the companies that help support this program.
Thank you for tuning in to It's Just Wallpaper. Please share this episode with your friends and help us reach more seniors needing help with health critical decisions. Visit itsjustwallpaper.com to catch up on past episodes or find us on Facebook at It's Just Wallpaper to ask a question.